hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, Bill is with me as well, Bill the producer. And, you know, I got a text towards the end of the show, or towards the end of the hour, last hour, from Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Heard us talking about the sipping noodle. Thing that I found at the Surf Expo.
How did he even hear about that? I mean, I don't think he's got a radio. I don't
Santa.
That he has a phone.
He's Santa, Bill. I mean, I guess he knows all. I don't know how he texted me.
I didn't even have
a cell phone. I didn't know how he did this, but his big rosy ass showed up on the cover of my cell phone with a text.
I think he gets the show on his fillings.
Maybe that's what. All right, come on in.
Under the sea. Yeah. Under the sea.
Wow.
There's crustaceans in the sea.
Well,
what's going on? Good diving, everybody.
Yeah, well, Drunken Santa, did you have a good Christmas, I guess?
Santa was very busy.
Obviously.
But there was joy had by all.
Yeah. Well, I see you got plenty of a fuel. Here with you today.
This Superior Light Beer.
Why are you here? The holidays are over.
Exactly.
I didn't
I'm
expect
on vacation.
To see this.
I heard you guys. First of all, Greg, you know I love you.
Okay.
And I love Bill.
Really?
And I think it's really brave of you what you guys are doing, and I'm just here to support that.
What do you mean?
I support you.
Okay. What is
and
he
Bill,
talking
I
about?
Support you.
Wait, going to the Surf Expo and covering new products sold, or what?
No,
what?
You're probably too proud to recognize it, but you guys are talking about your noodles and what you do with your noodles together, and I think that's incredibly brave.
Okay.
And I think it's 2014.
Yeah, it is.
14. Happy New Year.
Happy
and
New
I think
Year.
It's great that you guys are coming out of the closet.
Okay, no, wait a minute.
With your noodles.
Hold on.
I am essentially in this closet all the time. I don't
Bill, we love you regardless.
He's still in a closet. But regardless, you know.
He's in a radio closet.
Yeah, we were talking about the sipping noodle, this product I saw at the Surf Expo, Drunken Santa. That basically, he took one of those
pool
noodles.
Are you and Bill getting married at the Surf
no,
Expo?
No, no, no.
Congratulations.
No. We're going to elope. Anyway.
I, if you want me to be your best man, just say the word. I've almost got the toast completely written.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah, you know, I almost want to hear this, Bill. Just for the hell of it?
It's from the heart.
Is it? Do you have one, really, Drunken Santa?
No.
Okay.
No, what I would do is just wing it.
He was going to read the label of his beer bottle.
He was. That's what he was looking at. Is like, okay, ingredients are.
No, listen. What? I think it's great that you're the first radio show devoted to diving and the first gay radio show devoted to diving.
Wait a minute.
I think it's awesome, and I, for those about to rock,
okay.
I salute you.
All right, you know what? We love all people. If it's like, I don't care.
Here's the swimming with bow-legged women.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right, look, let me just explain something. The sipping noodle, is a product. I saw it at the Surf Expo. It's one of those pool noodles.
It's a lifestyle choice
that
you made.
Listen. This isn't. I don't even know
this
why I'm trying to have
a,
having a conversation.
Don't worry. Some
error.
People are homophobic, then they're not really.
I
friends.
Thought you wanted one of these noodles. I saw at the Surf Expo. You can fill them up full of booze and float in the water, ocean or whatever, and have a sip and you're good to go.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, it's called the sipping noodle. So you sip beverages out of this noodle that this guy has created.
Beverage.
It's like a floating cooler.
A beverage in a noodle.
It's a beverage in a noodle.
And a foam tube.
Yeah, no, I don't think it comes with...
good Lord.
There's a picture, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're looking at the model
apparently
with the sipping noodle, aren't
apparently
you?
It's good for milk, too.
There is a very voluptuous woman on this photograph.
Yeah. Yeah,
and when I say volup,
yeah,
Jewish,
she doesn't
need
the noodle to float.
She has been blessed by God Almighty.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, she doesn't need any floaty with her.
She needs no augmentation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what it is. And I thought you were coming in because you wanted.
And she's holding a noodle.
That is the sipping noodle. Yeah, so you can put your booze or whatever you're drinking there.
Pornographic.
Okay. Are you complaining?
It's soft core. I wouldn't think. I know you guys aren't into that, and that's cool, but I'm looking at this, and I'm like, hello. If you guys were straight, you would love it.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's good to know, Santa. Golly, this was a big mistake.
You know what, though? Women are more trouble than they're worth. You
are
guys
they?
Are better off.
Really? Have you been married before? Or a couple times, I'm guessing.
I ain't saying I've been married. I ain't saying I haven't.
Okay.
They don't call her Mrs. Claus for nothing.
Yes. All right. And by the way, Zach's in here with us as well today.
Observing. Just observing.
He's an old radio friend of ours.
Hey. And, you know what's in Zach's lunchbox?
Well, what's in Zach's lunchbox?
Beer.
His lunch.
That's okay.
You know, nobody ever said that.
Yeah. That's interesting, Santa.
Not a loser.
All right, so
I ain't no weeper. Come on, feel the noise. Okay. Hey, you guys ever played any music?
No, we're a talk show, but we'll play some music. Yeah, I guess. Eventually.
Hey,
yeah. What?
Sipping noodles.
Yeah,
sipping noodle.
Yeah, you want one now? Now that you know you can put your beverage in that.
Yeah.
Then we could send you out to sea,
we'd
never see you again.
It keeps you floating.
It keeps you floating in theory.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So. You can lean on it and drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the model,
it'll
have a rudder to steer with.
That's true. It could be that. That could happen.
A doing, oing, 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 oing.
Wow. Really?
Beoing.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm getting ready to go.
That's Bill's department. He's the sound effects man.
You know, I'm getting ready to leave for a trip. Do you think I need a... need one of these sipping noodles to take with me to
I believe
Nevis.
If you have that.
If she's got the assist, yes.
That would, to your insurance company, that would count as a full airbag.
Okay. I think, you know, he might be right. He might be right. So that was at the Surf Expo, Drunken Santa. You should have been there because, you know, they have more bikini models.
How do you know I wasn't?
Well, that's right. You're everywhere, aren't you? I don't know how
he
got
only
here.
Only if you believe.
When you're sleeping.
Only if you believe.
If you believe in me, then I live in your heart.
No, he can see us when he's sleeping because he has a tendency to break in and stare at us.
He's the original stalker.
Santa has eyes everywhere.
The original stalker.
Yeah. So are you just you're on vacation? You know, vacation
he's got me
mode.
Driving him around.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're helping him out, Zach.
Santa
from
has
that
a
standpoint?
Driver.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
He needed some evergreens.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. So you're just on vacation.
Santa likes
after the
to
holiday.
Chill out in Florida because why hang out in the North Pole?
Are you going to do any? I mean, maybe you ought to finally kick this booze out of the way for a while.
Oh, I thought you were going to say kick out. The bucket.
Well, that might happen anyway. But you could dry out for a while and learn how to dive this year. Well, how about that being your New Year's resolution?
I'm aged Santa? Like a fine wine.
Okay, so that's a no,
or is that the French?
Can you die?
I want to know how to meet that girl. If I had a noodle, then would she hold it?
You'd have to talk to her about that. I guess I'm sure we could find somebody.
Hold your favorite cold or frozen beverage.
If you had that as your dive buddy, would that be enough motivation to get you sober and get you diving?
Yeah.
If she dove in front of him, he would definitely chase her.
Or if she just accidentally dropped her keys.
Okay, that would work too. All right. Well, I don't know. We're going to have to find some unwilling suspect or victim.
Usurbaker or mermaid?
Yeah. Well, that's the first place.
Isn't
I was
a mermaid
go.
A step up from a noodle holder? That's not a lateral move.
That might be a promotion.
That is a step up, my friend.
It is. I guess it is when you look at it in a kind of a
those women hold their heads high and arch their backs.
Yeah. That's good.
They stick their butts out.
Okay, you're a fan.
I'm just saying, if you're going to walk around.
He sees them when they're sleeping.
That's right.
Yeah, but there's restraining orders that are supposed to keep you from doing that.
Those don't apply to me.
Yeah, all no, they do.
I'm part elf.
Oh, boy.
That's
all right, well,
your excuse.
All I can say is, we apologize. And we got more coming up. We'll talk about some new dive lights next, I promise. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
But you don't think sharks are sexy, do you?
No. Wait a minute, what was the Little Mermaid?
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, it really is. When you got drunken Santa in the studio with you, and that's what's happening right now. Are you gonna just kind of chill while we talk about more diving stuff,
dude? If there's one thing I can do, it's chill.
Okay, fair enough. We'll leave it at that. Now I'm getting ready to go on another adventure. I got some GoPro cameras that I'm taking, and I have these new light and motion lights, dive lights, with me that I'm going to be using as, well, video lights for the cameras as well, and they're called Gobies. Chad Barbe is on the line to talk about them a little bit. Chad, how are you, buddy, and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Okay, by the way, let me apologize in advance. Drunken Santa's in the studio with us today, so he could blurt out something because he's in vacation mode.
It would only be natural.
What's that?
It would only be natural. Tell him to bring it on.
Right now, I'm not Santa Claus. I am Santana Claus.
How are you? Okay. I don't know what that means, but it can't be good. I'm sure.
All right. Well, you tell him to go be Santa. so we can talk about the Gobi lights.
That's right.
Motion.
Gobi Santa. Just go be in a corner somewhere and relieve yourself or whatever you need to do.
Go be anywhere.
Yes. Go be anywhere but here.
I can take a hint.
Oh, can you? Okay, we'll see about that. All right, so these new Gobi lights from Light and Motion are taking the industry by storm. I just got a couple of these things in the mail the other day, so I can take them on our trip there, Chad. Let's just run down the features of these things real quick for people that aren't familiar with them, because they literally have just started shipping the last few weeks here across the country, right?
That is correct. The stores are just now getting them. Some of my stores here in Florida have already on their second and third orders, because as soon as they came in, the lights were gone. So
nice.
It is a very cool light. Basically, what it is the flashlight reinvented. So we now have a light as a handheld that'll give you up to 700 lumens of light, anywhere from an hour and a half to 36 hours of burn time, and you can take it to 300 feet, or you can take it on a backpack or a camping trip or a stand-up paddleboard trip. So it goes anywhere. So go be whatever you want to do, but you have your light with you. That's the unique thing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, your dive lights are really just meant to be used as dive lights, because the water is cooling the lenses themselves or the light bulbs, and they'll burn up if you use them on the surface too long or something, right? Or they get too hot.
That's correct. That is correct. LED lights burn at a very extreme high heat temperature, and you need the water to cool them down. Even our other Light and Motion dive lights, they use an aluminum bezel to cool the light down in the water to transfer the heat out of the light. But these lights have a new system of cooling to keep the bulb cool, even whether you're underwater or above ground. So that's the new thing. That's the cool new thing about it. The light, you know, the flashlight reinvented. So it and you have two handheld models too. It comes in a 3-amp and a 2.2-amp model, but the cool thing about it, Greg, is you can change the heads of it. So if you buy a 700 wide and you want to do a spot, you can buy a 700 spot head or a 500 spot head. So the head really unscrews off and a new head screws back on. So you have wide and spot beams. You have night sea beams for blue filtering. For fluorescing and diving, you've got the red focus lights for photography. So it gives you a whole wide range of uses out of one handle.
I would like to talk about the red focus lights.
What, red?
I could use them for instead of Rudolph.
Like, okay. That would make
he could be a bit of a diva.
you could put the red focus lights on both sides of Rudolph's antlers, and he would have three lights.
And they would be cooled by the snow.
You're talking about
bulb cooling.
Yeah.
See, I was paying attention.
Yeah, well, you don't need to worry about that with these Gobies, Santa.
I need to get some Gobies on my sleigh.
Okay.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, so, and they're modular,
light
too.
Light it up!
Yeah, just chill, will you? Okay, go be in the corner, like we said earlier. All right, so, but they're modular, and you take those lenses off, that 700 lumen lens that is like a flood, which you could use, like, with these GoPro lights. I mean, it's not as powerful as, like, a 1,200 or a 2,000, but still 700 lumens is going to light up a nice subject. And I don't remember.
If you take your GoPro camera, we sell the little tray that mounts the lights on. You can get two of the Gobi lights at 700 watt. That would give you 1,400 lumens of floodlight. And for any kind of close-up video, when you would do it with a GoPro camera, you'd get some beautiful, spectacular video with that for someone that just wants to do it economically and before they have to instead of having to invest in, you know, more of our expensive lights.
Yeah.
So it gives you great video underwater at a budget all the way up to you want to spend the big bucks with Light and Motion. We have the big lights too.
Right. Yeah. And actually, I got a couple of those packages with the two Gobies in the tray, and that's actually a kit you guys sell, right? Like a little package.
Yeah, we sell the handle, the trays, and then the two lights, all for $700.
Nice.
So it's a nice little special package that we put together for the beginning diver or the avid diver, whatever they want to do.
And then so you use them with your GoPros, and then when you want to just take them down on a night dive, you just pop them off the stand, and you can use them as a regular dive light, or pop a different lens on it and then use it for a spotlight, you know, up around the cabin on the liverboard if you need to. I mean, they're multi.
Exactly. Or you can put it in low power mode in your cabin at night and use it as a low beam to read while your mate's sleeping, if they're sleeping. So, I mean, it's got so many different power settings on it to give you, you know, different light emissions. So it works in all kind of applications. That's the cool thing about it.
Yeah, and you can go to lightandmotion.com, lightandmotion.com, and click on the dive section. These Gopi lights will pop right up. But exactly. all you need to do is go into your local dive center across the country. They're just literally now being distributed throughout the U.S., and, you know, ask for them and check them out. I think this is definitely going to be something that a lot of divers, if they need a dive light, you might as well get one that does all this multifunction stuff that just is more efficient and gives you more uses for the same product. You think?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the best thing about them all, they're made in America, made out in Monterey, California.
There
you go. That's pretty cool, too.
All right, made in the good old USA. That's definitely
absolutely
a plus.
USA.
Yeah, that's Bill. All right.
Go be Santa, and hey, Greg, have a great trip on your SABA trip, and safe diving, and I'll talk at you later.
You got it. All right, there you go. Chad Barbe from Light in Motion giving us a lowdown on these new Gobi lights.
That's a very unique product.
It is. It's a nice, you know, that's just as innovative, if not even more so, than the Sippin' Noodle.
It's all about amazing things.
I mean, here, if you wanted to use
amazing
a
discoveries
Sippin'
Scuba
Noodle
Radio
at night or in dark, you could use it with a Gobi light. You just mount
like
your Gobi
light. Light in
yeah.
it.
I'd like to light
yeah.
up
to see how full it was.
Yeah, the true. That's
I would
right.
I'd like to light up said model.
She has
a
stand, a holder, already built in front. She just has. She can hold it.
That's right. She puts the sipping. You know, we need to take these pictures down. In the studio, it's causing too much distraction for Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa, and it's just, it's too much. But we'll try to get back on track next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
So during the commercial break, Drunken Santa and Zach are starting to ask me questions about the mermaids and where do you find these, you know, swimming
goddesses.
Creatures.
These
in the
denizens of the deep.
Yeah, well, we have a couple new ones that will have not been to Dominica that are going to be on our trip coming up. Tiffany, who's been with the crew for some time, but a new one, her name is Callaway, Mermaid Callie. Is what we call her.
Nice.
She can stare you down, though. She has an evil stare that we hope to get to the bottom
okay.
of.
That's okay. Santa don't play that.
What do you mean you don't play?
I don't play.
Santa don't play.
I just say I don't play. It's
like, you know, Santa's on spring break or something right now.
Santa,
I haven't seen you
Santa,
in this mode
you know,
before.
Winter break.
Yeah.
Winter break.
And
yeah.
Relaxing.
So we also were talking about you being able to dive all over the world.
Yes. I have... I'm very fortunate in that regard.
What is the most exotic, hard to pronounce name that you've ever been to?
No, well, I can't pronounce it, so I guess that creates quite a dilemma, doesn't it?
You would have to learn how to pronounce it. But when you first saw the thing on your itinerary, you went, "How do you say that?" And how clear is the water?
Well,
has a lot of trouble with Dominica.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But mostly, well, that's Dominica. Actually a great example because a lot of people will say instead of Dominica, they'll say Dominica.
That's because they're
Dominican,
uppity.
Right?
Thinking it's
or Dominican Republic. Exactly.
Yeah, that's because they're uppity.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Some people say Miami. Some people say Miami.
Really? Do they? I've never heard that.
He sees
but,
you when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Well, evidently.
Si,
but
senor.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy places that I've been. But you know, we're going to Nevis. Which is actually an island, you know, down there past St. Martin. And
that's what I was, yeah.
And this is an island where, a few years ago, when you heard that story about Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones climbed up a coconut tree and fell out of it and almost broke his neck.
Yeah.
That was the island right
in
next to Nevis.
In your backyard.
We're going to see the coconut tree Keith Richards fell out of.
Carve your initials
hopefully
into it.
That is one of the side trips that we hope to make.
Nice.
But we'll have that covered for you next week. As well as the story of Hammond, the special moonshine rum they have on Nevis as well. Yeah, I figured you'd like that one, Santa.
That's Charney.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm too sexy for dive gear. Too sexy for dive gear. Here, look at my rear. I'm too sexy for the water. Too sexy for the water. There is none hotter. Ha-ha! I'm a hoover diver. You know what I mean. And I shake my little wet tush on the dive boat. Yes, the dive boat. Oh, yes, the dive boat. I shake my little wet tush on the dive boat.
Okay, that's an oldie, but, well, I was going to say goodie.
And I rest my case, Your Honor.
Yeah, Drunken Santa thinks that's about Bill and I, but no, that was... that's hoover divers, hunks underwater, breathing air.
Objection, Your Honor.
What?
Drunken Santa is leading the witness.
True.
I'm not leaving any wetness.
I'm not so sure about
that. That's my
ex-wife. Oh, brother. Yeah, you know, the thing is... Drunken Santa, you know, we did some of those songs in the past. That never really caught on, the whole hoopa diver thing.
You fancy yourself a recording artist?
What?
You fancy yourself a recording artist?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
You do have fancy studio tricks.
Well, yeah, that's all it is, man.
You, sir, are no Metallica.
Okay, well, yeah. Oh, man, you know, you're in rare form there, Drunken Santa, I got to say.
It's post-holiday.
He blasted out Chick Chorney's there at the end of the last segment, Bill, which is a mythical creature that we came across in...
He has a picture on his iPhone.
In,
hey,
Andros,
people don't believe in me either, but here I am.
Yeah, I mean, the Chick Chorney is a little bird-like creature, similar to, you know, these legends of the snipes. That we have had maybe when we were younger and in the
you
woods.
You didn't see the picture
family.
On his iPhone.
Well, Greg.
What?
They looked swollen, his Chick Chorneys.
That's for a doctor to determine.
Yeah.
Greg will attest. That.
Whoa, don't show me that.
Greg
That's
will
not
attest.
Right.
Greg will attest that if you do have enough frozen adult beverages.
You will see little furry
island,
creatures.
At a dive bar.
With.
You will see the Chick Chorneys.
They have little red eyes that glow in the dark.
Yeah, if you have one of those Gobi lights, you could light them up.
Yeah, true. Maybe that's why that'd be another useful
That could be
thing.
Another edition of the Gobi light.
They could
have a whole show dedicated to finding Chick Chorneys, just like they do in search of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It could be narrated by Leonard Nimoy.
Okay. If you say so. Now, you know, we're headed to Nevis. The first part of our trip is going to be in the island of Nevis. I don't know.
Nevis is also another word for your belly button.
Really?
Latin.
I didn't know this.
Latin.
It's Latin.
Nevis.
Okay.
How far of a
and
trip
it's
is
one
it
of those,
to Nevis?
One of those Cajun singers from Louisiana.
Really?
Aaron Nevis.
Aaron Nevis. Brothers. I've heard of him. Yeah.
Nevis.
Now, to answer your question, Zach, you fly from Miami to St. Kitts, which is a big international airport, and then you take a ferry over to Nevis. And I knew. I just walked right into that
Of course he does.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't take a boat.
Or a boat. A maybe that would have been more appropriate in this setting. But, you'd take this boat over across.
How far do you
water.
Have to
be? You could say tugboat, but that doesn't be much
better. Yeah, okay. It doesn't help, does it?
How long does it take you on the ferry?
It takes you, about 30 minutes. I don't know. We're going to try to connect with the island of Nevis here in just a bit. You brought up the Chick Chorney. I wonder if they have a mythical creature there on the island of Nevis. I will tell you, last time I was there, I don't know if they have mythical creatures, but they have, it's one of the few islands I've went to where they have monkeys. They have a lots of monkeys on the island of Nevis.
Now, are you camping?
They're called natives.
Are you?
That is rude.
Natives.
That is rude.
Natives. Are you camping, or is there lodging? Is there like a 5-star hotel?
Oh, 5-star. Yeah. We're actually going to go catch lobster one morning on the island of Nevis.
Right.
And then they're going to actually bring the catch from that morning to the Four Seasons Resort. There's a Four Seasons on the island.
And then you guys are going to be able to go over to the Four Seasons and have your dinner? Or
the chef there at the Four Seasons is going to cook up our lobster.
There's a Four Seasons on Nevis?
Yeah.
How big is the island?
That's it. I mean, this is where the Rolling Stones go. This is an island, an exclusive island that has a lot of high-end stuff to it, but very, very rustic as well. I mean, people like Matthew McConaughey have showed up on this place, and the locals don't even know who they are, don't pay no attention.
Yeah, until he breaks out the bongos.
Right.
Yeah. Then everybody knows Matthew McConaughey.
Yay!
Yeah. How big an island is it? Is it?
It's not that big. It's
bigger than a bread box.
Okay, if you say so. That'd be an awfully big bread box.
Is it big enough to land a small aircraft on?
Speaking of bread box,
there's the
pool noodle. What is that thing called?
Hey, now. I'm not sure how big the island is, but you can drive around the whole island perimeter in an hour or so. So it's not that big. So I'm not sure if it has a...
circumnavigating, but okay.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it has a landing strip or not. It probably does for small airplanes, but I'm not positive.
Plenty of room for your ferries,
right,
though.
Definitely. You go over there by boat. But whether they have, chickchornies or some kind of mythical creature remains to be seen. They might. But they do have monkeys, which are kind of creepy because you don't see the monkeys during the day. However, you see their remnants each morning because they come out in these packs through the resorts and they'll get into stuff. And if they tell you don't leave, things outside because they could be disturbed.
Do you ever look at them and then say to the monkey, "Hey, monkey, it sucks you didn't evolve."
I haven't, but you know what? If I see one on the island of Nevis, I'm going to definitely remember that.
Do you think they look at us like, that guy's got it going on?
Yeah,
that
would make maybe.
Job busier.
All right. Well, one of the people that's going to go with us to Nevis is Mermaid Tiffany. And she's on the line right now, standing by here. I don't know if she got everything she wanted for Christmas. Did you, Tiff? I mean, because Santa's right here. If you have any
just
gripes,
let me know.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Yeah, actually, I got everything. I didn't get you. I didn't have to see you. So, kidding.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm gonna take it as
Santa's
a compliment.
Santa's saving it all for Valentine's Day. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
How are you, Tiff? Are you ready for our adventure or what?
Oh, I'm so ready. I've been freezing my butt off up here, more like my tail off up here in Colorado. So.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in Colorado.
Colorado's my new favorite state.
Is it?
What obvious.
Well, there you go. So, I don't know, Tiff, do you have a thing, have you ever had any interaction with monkeys? Because they have them on the island of Nevis.
Do they have monkeys in Colorado?
What do you say, Tiff? Go ahead, what?
No, I was just saying that's awesome. No, I don't think I've had any interaction with monkeys at all that I know of.
Monkeys?
I mean, we're talking about actual monkeys.
Monkeys can't breathe that air up there. They die.
No.
Yeah, a little too high.
Yeah. Well,
what about beavers?
That's pretty awesome. Are we going to play with some monkeys or what?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. We get you. They only come out at night, from what I remember.
At night? Oh, perfect.
Yeah, they do.
They're night monkeys, and they all suck your blood.
No, they're not like vampire monkeys. No, they come out in these families.
They
meander through the dive resorts and stuff on the island of Nevis at night. You never see them unless
you go
to
special
places.
That's because they're in the trees.
Well, right. They go and they hide out during the day.
Is
Amber going on the trip with you to Nevis?
Well, Tiffany is. Not Amber. That's someone else. Who's Amber?
You're thinking of the
Amber?
Beer.
Oh, no, the one from the sipping noodle.
It said Amber on it.
Yeah, oh, did it?
Computer in front of me.
Oh, Amber is Tiffany's mermaid friend.
Ah, okay.
That was
Amber.
Yeah. He's looking at the Scuba Radio website from our last dive adventure.
Do you mean Aspen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Whatever.
Starts with an A. What do you want?
Wow. I'm surprised you even got my name right.
You know, if you were in the studio, trust me,
Tegan.
Trust me, you would be feeling a little loopy from the fumes that Drunken Santa is spewing out of his pie hole. You hear what I'm saying?
He's drunk. What's yours?
Well, I'm saying I'm getting drunk just on the fumes. The leftover
booze. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. All right, but anyway.
Hey, you know what? The drunker I get, the better you sound.
Okay.
Oh, better the show sounds too, so that's good.
Well, that's true.
Exactly.
That's right. But you are excited. You're ready to go to Nevis. You've never been there. Never been to, well, all these places we're going, Tiffany, are brand spanking new for you, right?
I haven't been to a single one of them, surprisingly, yeah.
Yeah. So,
it'll be great because Nevis has that new island smell.
Does it? Really?
Oh.
I don't know what that smells like,
but. I'm excited.
It smells like night monkeys.
Well, I was going to say, if it's like monkey poo, then, it doesn't smell like that at all.
Wow.
You know, the diving is quite spectacular in Nevis. And, you'll tell us all about it here in a couple weeks when we have you on the radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down,
got to
get down,
got to get
down, get down.
Oh, no, no.
Got to
get down.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa in the studio with us today, as well as his escort, Zach.
I would call him an escort.
What would you call him? A driver or something?
An amigo.
Okay. All right. Partner in crime.
Thanks for
that. Hey, before we get to talking back to Nevis, I gave you something, Santa. I know you're always... You know, during this Christmas time thing, you're always giving gifts to everyone else. I figured it's time for us to give something back to you. These folks that...
I give till it hurts.
Yeah.
But usually there's a remedy for that.
Yeah, an ointment. LaserAutoTags.com sent us some Scuba Radio license plates.
These are super
badass. And I want you to put that on your sleigh.
Thank you very much.
And that'll be a new license
plate. It's like shiny and glass and laser. This is like pro... This is like super slick, man.
Yeah.
You might see this like on a Lexus.
Yeah, or Santa's sleigh.
Or my sleigh.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, laserautotags.com. We're doing some scuba radio
you
stuff with
put this
with
on
them.
A Mercedes.
We'll share this with you here in a couple weeks.
You
but
can put this on a BMW.
Check out their website in the meantime. And there, yeah, just put that on your sleigh. You'll never get – you can use that as a legal license plate there, Santa.
It's really,
until
really
the
nice.
Cops stop you. All right, Ellis is on the line with
yes,
us.
Sir. How are you guys doing today?
I'm great, Ellis. I'll be better in a few days when we're with you there on the
Elvis.
Island of Nevis. No, Ellis
lives.
Ellis, scuba radio. You know,
Ellis. Sorry,
Ellis. First of all, let me apologize in advance. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is in the studio with us right now, and
like Alice Cooper.
It's
excellent.
Like, yeah, and he's been drinking. Yeah, he's like on spring break after the holidays. Okay, it's a long
but
story
without all the young girls.
You know, they may blurt out something that makes no sense. Just ignore him and move on. But Ellis is with Scuba Safaris, the dive operation that we're going to be hanging with for quite some or a few days there on the island of Nevis. And Ellis, I can't wait to get back and have some fun with you, buddy. You got some dive sites, you know, scoped out for us to explore, or what?
Sure, certainly. I mean, we have a lot of dive sites. It just us to pinpoint the one that might suit the mood for that day.
Yeah, that's right. We just gotta go where the spirit takes us. That's it. You just kind of go with the flow.
What if I just throw the word out, mellow?
Mellow, that is part of it. Yeah,
how clear would you say the water is?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, what's the water temp in Nevis right now? What would you say there,
right now,
Ellis?
Okay, for us, it's dropped a lot. Huh? I mean, it's normally 86 degrees, and it's down right down to about 81.
Balmy. Okay,
balmy.
So it went from bath water to a nice refreshing
tap
dip.
Water.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the clarity?
That's right.
Yeah, you got good viz right now?
We had about maybe 70-foot viz today. You know, we hope that it will stay like that for the next couple of days when you guys come and visit us.
Excellent.
With the provision, you don't bring bad weather.
Never. Never. I don't do that.
they
we got good. We
confiscate that at customs.
That's right. That's right. That won't get through Homeland Security. Not the way we travel.
Oh, good. Just making sure.
Yeah. Now, we're planning to do this catch and dine thing where we're going to go catch some lobsters and then have the chef at the Four Seasons cook them up for dinner that day. Have you scoped out some spots for us to find these lobsters? Because I will catch them if you take me to them. You hear what I'm saying, Ellis? But if you don't take me to the lobster, I'm totally throwing you under the bus. It's going to be all your fault that we get skunked. All right? You hear what I'm saying?
But it usually is my fault anyway. I mean, I can handle it. It's usually my fault.
That's
doesn't
spirit.
Matter there.
Yeah,
but yeah, we have
that.
A couple of spots where we normally get some lobster. We have sites that we call, like, for instance, there's one that's called a Monster Lobster Reef.
Oh,
and this is a little bit
a
deeper dive, you know. But
yeah.
It's home to some big lobsters.
I like the
so
sound of
might
it.
Be surprised of who catches who.
Yeah, all right. I like the way he's thinking, though.
Hey.
It sounds like a great adventure. Bill, what
now,
do you think?
Now, Ellis, I don't think he's worried about the right thing, quite honestly.
What do you mean?
He's concerned about being able to catch lobster. I'm concerned about whether or not he gets to stay at the Four Seasons long enough to eat it. How strict are they in terms of they allow for clientele?
Oh, it'll be a dash and dine. Kind of thing, I'm sure.
Dash and dine?
Or something like that. Or dine and dash. Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
Take that
running
and reverse
first
it.
And eating it.
Running by and grabbing food.
Yeah.
Particular.
Call it a drive-thru.
Okay. No, it'll be great. I've been to the island once before and had an amazing time. It's been way too long for us to come back. I'm bringing the Scuba Cowboy with me and Mermaid Tiffany. They can't believe what we're about to experience, because I've shared many stories with them over the last few years about this one little beautiful island I've been to that I have to take them to sometime. And
is
finally,
there a surf?
I don't think so. I guess it just depends on the weather. If the wind's blowing, and then they would have some surf. But we don't want any of that when we're diving.
Is it a lot of reef diving?
Yeah, it kind of just slopes right off the edge of the coast.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right. But Monster Reef is what? Monster Lobster Reef.
Yeah.
This is definitely on my list of things to do.
Greg,
for sure. Yes.
Hey, when you catch the lobster.
What? Yeah.
After you catch them.
Yeah.
They're really good to eat.
Okay.
You can eat them. Seriously.
Yeah. We'll use Mermaid Tiffany as the bait. and kind of round them in, and and then when they're about to chomp in, and then we'll grab them. We'll snag them, right, Ellis? That sound like a plan? Not necessarily
a
good one,
like a
but
plan. I'm just a little worried about, you know, whether you catch a lobster or the lobster will catch you.
Hey.
I mean, you know,
that's
it's
the
not
size
a small
lobster I want to hear.
These are a monster lobster. I mean, you know.
You could just ride them back to the Four Seasons.
That's right. Yeah, it's
no, backwards, though, so you got to turn around.
That is. We got to break them. We got to break them and ride them. I like the sound of this. This is going to be an amazing adventure.
Wear them like rollerblades.
Yeah.
Find out more at ScubaNevis.com. That's ScubaNevis, N-E-V-I-S, ScubaNevis.com.
All right, now next week we have an entire two-hour broadcast for you from the island of Nevis and our friend Ellis and some of the other folks we're going to hang with
on
the island.
You're going to really think when I
stop by. Oh, hey, you're welcome. All is welcome. But if you're not there in person, you can join us there virtually by join us on the radio. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Good to have everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.